There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, you know, I was looking at an article on the internet, and it obviously piqued my interest because the article is from CBS Boston. It says, school's Wi-Fi is making son sick, parents say in a lawsuit. So there's this boarding school in central Massachusetts. It's in Southborough, Massachusetts. It's called the Fay School, F-A-Y. They have students from pre-kindergarten to ninth grade. It's co-educational. It was founded in 1866. About 475 students. Well, there's a 12-year-old student there, and his parents claim that he is experiencing problems, physical, medical problems, as a result of the wireless communications that have been ramped up in the school. So the family's suing the school. So their 12-year-old son has what they call electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome. And he suffered headaches, nosebleeds, nausea since the school activated a stronger wireless signal in 2013. So here we are. We are in school. And the school has turned on this, you know, this microwave oven inside the buildings. And it's making their son sick. Now, he doesn't have to go there. He can go to a different school. But he is going there. And the parents want the school to do one of two things. Either turn down the Wi-Fi signal or revert to Ethernet cable, the same kind of system that I installed in the school systems where I was a consultant in Virginia back in the 1990s. I refused to install this wireless technology because I believed that we would be experiencing exactly what is described in this article. However, I believe that it would be even more than that. I believed it was more than headaches, nosebleeds, and nausea. I believed it would lead to cancers of both the students and the teachers and those who were exposed to these wireless signals. So I just wanted to share this little story with you. And the report also says that some doctors say that there is no evidence of a link between Wi-Fi and illness. Really? Really? Well, I can tell you that with 100% certainty, I experience confusion when I'm exposed to Wi-Fi. I know when I've gone through radar. I know when there's a blue plague vehicle in front of me or behind me blasting forward and backward with radar. I know when I'm near Wi-Fi towers. I know that because I can feel it. I can feel the cottony feeling in my head, the confusion. I know that. It's real. Now, you could say, you know, Vinny's odd. Well, I believe it affects everybody. It's just some of us are more sensitive to it than others. So I'll post that link on the website. John Reagan?
You know, in fact, I'd met a medical doctor here in Dallas. This was before we'd moved to the Ozarks. That is sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. And she had a farm, and the way I met her is that she had some beef in her freezer that was starting to get to the point where it needed to be sold. So She put an ad in one of the places that I found, and I got a good deal on a bunch of beef, and had some interesting discussions too. So,
was she saying, John Reagan? Was she saying the same kinds of things that I've been saying here on this broadcast?
Exactly.
And how long ago was this?
That was probably would have been it's either 2009 or 2010.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was really before the mainstream started just nibbling at the edges of the potential damage, disease, illnesses, and maladies that these microwave radiated signals can be causing. So this was before that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think she's right on the money. I don't know who you're talking about, but I'm glad you had that discussion. John Reagan, what would you like to... I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab. Where would you like to go?
Why don't we do some health items here?
Okay.
First up there, I've got a link called Inheritance. This talks about how Holocaust survivors pass genetic damage of their trauma onto their children. And, you know, we've actually talked about this before. Epigenetics, the experience of the parents get passed down to their children. And that's just another piece that you can have for reference. And then we've got mercury factor. We've talked about how plastics are endocrine disruptors and are causing some of the sexual problems that we have. Well, we've got this new factor in here. Mercury exposure linked to homosexuality. Contaminated birds exhibit unusual same-sex behavior. And, of course, what do we do? We put mercury into people's mouths. We inject mercury right into their bloodstream with immunizations. And all this high fructose corn syrup that we've been pouring into all of our food and drinks for the last 20 or 30 years, guess what? It has mercury contamination, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't established the link in humans yet, but it has been established in birds anyway.
John, one of the things that that you have talked about at our meetups over the years was mercury and the damage, and also you talked about root canals. Would you like to share your thoughts on root canals? I think that's fascinating. And by the way, a number of our class has done exactly what you recommend, and I believe you're absolutely right. Would you please share that?
Yeah, and I originally found out from Dr. Jerry Tennant, who's a physician here in the Dallas area. He was a world-class ophthalmologist before he contracted a couple of viruses from laser eye surgery that nearly killed him. And his faith in what he learned in medical school was a part of that almost killing him. And he is now doing things that most doctors would find crazy. And one of the things I learned was about root canals. And you can even look up the dentist that invented root canals, found out how bad they were and tried to get dentists to stop doing them. Because you cannot clean out all the bacteria in the tooth. If you've ever gone through one, they get through the major root and they do a pretty good job of cleaning that out. But there's just tons and tons of these small vessels in the tooth that retain the bacteria, and for some reason, you know, the way it was put, you know, dentists are the only doctors that leave dead things in the body. You know, if you left a dead appendix in, you wouldn't live very long. If you had a dead big toe, you know, same thing. You'd have problems. These things need to be taken care of. But because there's not a strong circulation there, those can go on for years, and it just dumps toxins into the body. And one of the things that he discovered is that, and in fact, he wrote a book, Healing is Voltage. He talks about there's, you know, much like electricity in your home, you have these circuits in your body. And it's related to the acupuncture meridians, which is not some, you know, woo-woo thing. It's actual, you know, the way your body was designed, and voltage does flow through those. And there's a chart that I got from him where it shows which tooth is on which acupuncture meridian. Now, the teeth do not complete the circuit, but they are sitting on the circuit. So if you have these metal fillings, crowns with metal bases, or you have root canals, this serves as a voltage drain on that circuit. And he actually did a study with an oncologist, if he was in the Vegas area, that out of at least 100 patients, might have been more, all but a couple of them, the location of the tumor was on the same acupuncture meridian as the root canal tooth. I believe one exception was there was a tooth on the adjacent to that meridian that was leaking voltage, and the other guy was a very heavy smoker, which, you know, that by itself can cause problems. So the, virtually a one-to-one correspondence with a root canal and a location of the tumor.
John, when we come back, are you going to talk about lice?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had great success here at the farm with Cedarside for doing battle with ticks and fleas. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, you know, of all the fun things we talk about, head lice. Now, if you look up, if you look at an image of one of these critters, they are just disgusting looking. I mean, they're right up there with ticks. They really, they're creepy looking. And so what's the story on head lice? What's happening?
Well, we've got a new offshoot in the country now that's been found in at least 25 states that's resistant to the current drugstore treatments. So while it's been a pretty common occurrence, I was fortunate not to to experience this. It's been kind of a, you know, no big deal. Yeah, it itches and things, and you have to, you know, comb the hair with a fine-tooth comb and apply this, you know, drugstore treatment, and you eventually get rid of these. Well, with these resistant ones, it's not so easy. And to just add a side note on this, you know, last week I saw a news item on the local news here where, you know, all this, you know, selfie shooting going on, especially the group selfies, you can pass head lice with those. And you know, they consider, hey, no big deal, but I don't think that that they realize that there's these new lice out there that's not easy to get rid of. Fortunately, the head lice don't pass disease. They just are a pain in the scalp.
You know, John, when I was in elementary school, there would be an examination. I guess if they found someone who had lice, then they checked the rest of us, and the teacher or the nurse would look through our hair and kind of just give us a 30-second check to make sure we didn't have head lice. And I remember one of our children was in elementary school before we pulled them all out of school. And there was this problem with lice, and they sprayed the school. They aerosol sprayed the classrooms. And our daughter had a real reaction to these sprays. I mean, she broke out. Her arms had this rash, and nobody knew what it was until we figured it out. But so there was this problem, and it does spread. Well, I called during the commercial break. I called the CEO of Cedarside, and his name is Matt Jones, and he's going to be on the air with us in a couple of weeks. And I said, Matt, how effective is Cedarside at treating head lice? And he said, well, they had some testing in 2012, and it works. It absolutely works, and it's safe. However, the FDA regulates head lice, so they can't claim that it works. But it's EPA exempt. Their product is EPA exempt, and it does work. So they can't claim that it works, but it works. And he's going to come on the air and talk about this with us. And, we have these dogs, and there are five dogs who patrol our property, and they are our family. And so if I go out in the field, they come out with me. If I get on a four-wheeler to check the cows, they come out with me. They'll run like half a mile to a mile just to be with me and Mrs. Finelli. And they are our protection animals. They're our companions. They're our family. And they pick up these bugs. They pick up ticks, little tiny ticks that if you made a dot with the tiniest point of your pencil on a piece of paper, smaller than a dot printed, from a printer, smaller than that, there are ticks that are that size. And they hop on the dogs, and then the dogs bring them home, and they end up, some of them hop off in the house, some of them hop off in the garage. And so we had ticks, and we had fleas in our shop where we work, and we have bites, and we don't like it. So I got some Cedarside, sprayed it, fixed it right up. So this is, if you want to call this a commercial, you can. But what it really is an endorsement. And why do I know about Cedarside? Dr. Sheely, he told me. And it absolutely works. So if you have this head lice problem, and by the way, this was not organized by John Reagan and me. He just has this story, and I wanted to make sure that we have an answer for it. Cedarside.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and class, I put that link up on page one for Larry Nichols, so if you're interested in contacting him, you certainly may. The article about the school's Wi-Fi system, Faye School, in the East Coast, making a child sick, say the parents. That's on page one. And if you'd like more information about Cedarside, that's on page one as well. Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E, as mentioned to me by Dr. Sheely. He uses it at his farm as well. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, speaking of Dr. Sheely, you know how he talks about vitamin D?
I do.
I've got an article that the reason I threw this in here is because a lot of us have, you know, friends and family that think we're absolutely nuts and won't listen to a thing we say. And we know that vitamin D...
Are you serious?
I guess we can say the feeling is mutual.
Well, I call them my outlaws for that very reason. I mean, I love them dearly, but man, they think Vinny's nuts. So, you know, we have this expo, we've got the radio show, and I can assure you that none of my outlaws listens to USA Prepares. Yeah. Do you have any outlaws that listen, John?
I don't have many relatives, but of the in-laws that we have, I'm pretty sure the numbers are pretty close to zero or less.
Now, there you go. I rest my case. I mentioned that I could put a little micro broadcaster up here in our little hamlet for those who might want to listen, you know, to the stuff that we talk about. And the reception to me spending money to, you know, put up a micro broadcaster to rebroadcast, you know, the kind of programming that we do for free right here. Nobody's interested. Wow. I mean, really, nobody's interested. So I understand exactly what he's saying. So please continue.
Now, anyway, I found this article. Vitamin D helps to prevent falls among the elderly. Daily supplement with meal found reduced chance by half. And seniors do understand they have this risk of falling and breaking bones, or in some cases people think, or some doctors think, that the hip actually fractures that causes the fall versus having a fall that fractures the hip. But regardless, you could print out this article and give them a supply of vitamin D3 and K2, and the K2 is what keeps the calcium in the right place, and you might be able to help them out that way, and, you know, not, you know, trying to convince them that the vitamin D is going to keep them healthy in other ways, but hey, at least it's going to make you less likely to fall.
Yeah, well, we take D3 here at the farm and K2 as well. And you're right, Dr. Sheely, who's on with us every Wednesday, including tomorrow, recommends that. So, and you know, John, Dr. Sheely has been saying things on this program and on his own for many, many years. And I have a feeling people think he's nuts too. But after a while, they go, wait a minute, I remember Norm Sheely talking about that. And now, you know, years later, it becomes, you know, just discussed on the edges in the mainstream media. So he's way, way, way ahead of his time. He really is. And I went to a paranormal conference near Chicago. And Norm Sheely was a speaker via telecommunications. He was not an in-person speaker. But I went there, and I met some of his friends. And they all talk about Norm Sheely as a legend. You know, he's a brilliant, brilliant medical doctor and surgeon. And I think we should pay more attention to what he says and less attention to what some of the other doctors are saying. And I was having this discussion with Mrs. Finelli before the broadcast, and I was thinking about my dad. We were in the kitchen this morning, you know, probably an hour before the broadcast, just kind of chatting for a few minutes. And I said, you know, my dad was put on all kinds of medication. by doctors who were, you know, probably older than he. I'm talking about in the 70s and the 80s, you know, all these miracle meds. And I wonder how much impact those meds had in his life in causing problems, literally causing him problems. And it's like politics, because the politicians, by the time they do their damage, by the time the damage is implemented, these things that they design for the rest of us, these politicians are out of office, they're off by the wayside, and you can't even wring their necks anymore. But they do their damage, and then they leave and get out of the way and watch the damage as it happens. And I believe doctors, medical doctors, do the same thing through the pharmacomafia. They use these tools that the pharmacomafia sells, you know, these drugs. They do the damage, and then we find out about it years later. So it's not a fast kill. It's a slow kill. John, do you think that's right?
Yeah, most of the time it's a slow kill. Sometimes they manage to do something to speed it up.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Well, I don't want to spend much time on this because I want to get into spy tech for you.
Okay.
We've talked about GCMAF before and the connection between it and several of the recently departed doctors. And I put this link up because everything that I had before, you could only listen to interviews. This is in written format, so you can have an article to read and to pass to other people. So that's why I included it in the batch yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you ready for some spy tech?
I'm ready.
Well, you're going to be a threat. They now have those predictive medical apps in development to judge your mental health. So, you know, Vincent, we noticed that you're a bit down today, which means you could be a threat. So, you know, we're just going to come confiscate your gun so that you're not a threat to anybody.
John, that could go either way, right? It could be you're a little down today, so you're a threat. Or Vinny, you're a little hyperactive today. You know, looks like John Reagan was on the air with you, pushed a few buttons. We're kind of worried about you because, you know, you might be a little quick on the trigger. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Minority Report style pre-crime.
I have a real problem with being arrested and prosecuted for something you didn't do. I really do. I really do. And in that light, our politicians should be prosecuted for the things that they've discussed. I mean, if they prosecute us for things that we think about, they certainly should prosecute politicians for things that they've met about. Because that would be a conspiracy to commit a crime, right? Isn't that what those guys do? Don't they commit crimes? John, I got to share this with you very quickly. I was talking to one of our friends, and he said, "Did I tell you I got a ticket?" I said, "No, what happened?" He said, "Well, you know, he knows this cop, I know this cop. The cop pulled him over and gave him a ticket for speeding." And I said, and he said, "You know, actually, it was a good thing because he could have given me a ticket for, you know, bigger ticket." I said, "What are you talking about? This guy's not our friend. This guy gave you a ticket. Now, he lives in the community. How about he said, 'Hey, look, you know, I think you should go slower. What do you think? Would that be okay? Can you go slower from now on so we don't have to have this discussion? How about that?'" But no, he gave him a ticket. It's going to affect for speeding. It's going to affect his insurance for 3 years, 10% increase in his insurance rate for 3 years. Okay, so the guy admitted he was wrong. He should not have been speeding, but he did. So he gets a ticket. Now, the cop could have said, "Okay, worst case, tell you what, I'll give you a ticket for a loud muffler. It's not right. It's a lie. But you know what? I really want to make sure that we make an impression, and I don't want you to speed anymore. So you're going to get a ticket for a loud muffler." He didn't do that either. And I said, "Here's how it goes." So the cop is in the debriefing room, and they're talking about you know, production. So the cop says, you know, Joe, we gave you a new car. We gave you this brand new radar stuff. Shoots out the front, out the back. We gave you these cameras. We gave you the body armor. We gave you the shotgun. We gave you a fancy pistol with extra magazines, a taser, lots of cartridges. Got, you know, semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons. You got a car that'll go 160 miles an hour. We pay for your fuel. It's air conditioned. Joe, your production's not quite up to speed. You know, Tom over here has been on the same, patrolling the same area that you, and he's writing twice as many tickets. I guess, you know what it is? You know what it is, Joe? Maybe it's this new car that we gave you. Maybe it shines too much. Maybe we should put you back in that old jalopy. You know, maybe you'd do better off if we put you on the night shift. I know you got, you know, a family and you wouldn't be able to see him very much, but maybe that's what we should do. You know, that must be what the reason that your production's not up. I said to my friend, I think that's the kind of discussion that they have. And these cops are being pressured into writing tickets. You know, I really believe that. So I just wanted to share that. And I said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to go to court. You ought to go to court and say, I just have a question for this policeman. I wasn't going the speed written down on that ticket. Was I going that speed? Testify in front of the judge that you wrote down the truth. Or did you lie? And did you write down a lower number? I think you wrote down a lower number. And catch this cop in the lie. John Reagan, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible. Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're on the news tab, SpyTech. John, please continue.
Before we run out of time, I wanted to give a quick update. Becky's mother made it through surgery okay yesterday. She is scheduled for 8 more hours of surgery on Friday. So we do appreciate your prayers on her making it through the surgery and that these surgeries will alleviate her back pain.
Awesome.
So we've got 3 more items, the real poop, chip hack, and DNA storage. I'm going to start bottom up because I think the real poop will probably take us through the end of the show. Scientists have now been able to store information on a DNA molecule that could last for 1 million years. You know, when I talk about comparing DNA to computers, I think this helps point that out. There's been a lot of hacking exposed lately, and one of the things that came out during the Black Hat Conference, hackers can clone RFID access key cards. And they were able to do this by doing a makeshift skimming device that only costs about $10. And the reason I threw this in, it's part of why I believe RFID chips are not part of the mark of the beast because they are so easily cloned. I really believe it is going to be biometrics. And because everybody's expecting chips into twos, that Christians will just line up to do the biometric IDs. And in some cases, you may already be doing them. We're not totally into the B system yet, but we're being pushed that way. And the real poop, there's a city in Spain that's going to start testing, DNA testing on dog poop. And this is to catch owners who fail to pick up after their pooches. And while you might think, yeah, it's time for people to be responsible, well, let's take this another step, because sooner or later they're going to want spy toilets in your home. And even if you don't do that, you're unless you've got your own, well, you've just recently posted about a lagoon, or you got a septic system. If you're into a sewer system, you know, the government's already collecting your poop, and they can do the DNA testing, see if you're taking any controlled substances like, say, vitamin C. And also coming up, they're going to be putting these miniature RFID chips into prescriptions. So let's say you and your wife are on the same medication and you just take a pill out of the wrong bottle, you've now committed a federal offense. Vincent?
You know, what do you say to that, John? It's absolutely terrifying. It's frightening. And I've agonized with this. You know, we live on a dirt road, and there are these careless people who drive down our dirt road and they throw out their Coke cans, their Coke bottles, their trash, and so we get to pick it up. And I've often thought, wouldn't it be nice to have the fingerprints of these guys so I could just collect all this and just drop it on their front door? Wouldn't that be nice? But on the other hand, I really don't want a system in place for that. But I sure wish they would stop. Now, if I see them, I think I can convince them to stop. That would be relatively easy. Not pleasant for anybody, but it'd be easy. John, what you're talking about is spying on every level, even levels that we don't even think about, like this sewer system. And you're absolutely right. I caution people, make sure that they don't have somebody's prescription medication in their vehicle. You know, make sure that no one leaves anything in your vehicle that doesn't belong to you. Because when the blue plague comes and they illegally search your vehicle and find something that you didn't know was there, it could be a bad day for everybody. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. And class, if you'd like to share some prayers, please consider Becky Reagan's mom, Becky Reagan's dad, and Larry Nichols. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.